Well, hello everybody. It's our latest podcast. We're in the office. I have my cup of tea. I have Pastor James here. I'm Ed, in case you were wondering where Dave was. Dave is in Australia. He's kind of on his holidays, but he's hanging out with some of the Hillsong staff and friends that he knows out there. I think he will have just got to Melbourne today or yesterday and be hanging out with Pastor Tim in Melbourne. And he'll be thinking about services, I guess. So having a great time, him and Mel. But I have Pastor James, and we want to do a couple of things for the next 10 minutes. Talk a little bit about Blackpool and some reflections on that, and then also let you know and share some of our excitement about Pastor Lee Burns being here. The Executive Vice President of Hillsong International Leadership College. And yes, you did hear a piece of paper because I wanted to get the name right. We will from now on talk about him being the principal because it's easier, even though officially that's been passed to somebody else now. So, Pastor James, Blackpool, how's the last few weeks been going?
Amazing. Yeah, absolutely fantastic.
So you've been meeting all through September on a Sunday, but you officially launched three weeks ago.
Is it 3 weeks ago? Yeah. We launched on the final week of September,
yeah,
officially, and we had pre-launch services through Sunday mornings in September.
And if I remember rightly, I said early on you had to have at least 30.
That was always the goal.
A goal, and have you been there every week so far?
We have. We started doing the Wednesday night services through July, so I suppose our average is taken through that, including September. We've been averaging around 45, 50.
45, 50
on average.
Great start. What do you think are some of the keys to actually getting the service off the ground, if you had to list, say, two or three key things you think that's happened?
I think one of the big things for us was we had to make a decision. Do we want to put our foot in the water, just dip our toe in an hour and a half every week, or how committed could we be to this? And the question was, do we want to live there, work there, or spend more time there? And I went to see if there was a job available, and I think by looking for a job that allowed me to get to know local community knowledge, get to know local people, so you have conversations with people, it means that they know that you're there.
So you think key number one,
be present there.
Being committed, because you've actually got a job there.
Yeah.
And you have had since last October.
Yeah.
So 12 months ago. Now,
yeah.
And you moved there in September.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's commitment.
We're as part of as much of Blackpool as we
as anybody else, right? So commitment's key. Next one?
I think just really having a heart and a passion for it, because it's all right being there, but people need to know that you want to be there and that you can see the future taking place. I think one of the big keys that's really helped us has been established already as a church.
Okay, so commitment, number one,
yeah,
love the people, be passionate for them.
Absolutely.
Number three,
being
established.
Being established has helped us massively. So we've not had to start everything from scratch, per se. We have a vision, we have a purpose, we have a direction. And that means that those who come to Valley Central, to our central services, can, yeah, get a glimpse of what that looks like. And that has really helped accelerate our...
I guess it gives some credibility and easy vision casting.
Well, when we had the question times, it was easy to answer the questions because we know who we are, we know what we do, we know how we do this. Okay. And it meant that we could communicate that easily. And for a lot of people who've connected with us, it's exactly what they wanted to, yeah, see happen in church. So, those things.
Being established. And so we've just been brilliant then, eh?
Well, we're not perfect, but it's just so exciting because people have caught the vision of what we're trying to do and what we're trying to.
I was just thinking where the people came from.
Who knows where the people have come from? You can do these kind of things and you can set a formula up, but I think it's God who grows the church, and a lot of the people that we've had have been connected by people in some shape, form or other, but some people have just literally found us on the website, some people have just come across to a service, some people have been invited. We haven't done a big leaflet campaign, we've talked about it on social media. I think people are just hungry to find out, and so friends inviting friends, that's probably one of the big ways that we've grown. But God has just been doing incredible things, pointing us in the right direction. So who knows?
Yeah, so that's how we got going. And what's it been like kind of travelling to and from? How's that? I guess that's caused some pressure and stuff for you guys. And
yeah, it's probably finding now that we've moved to Blackpool, we're travelling more to Preston to be part of, because we're fully committed to what's happening at Valley Central as we are at Valley Blackpool. But that's just part of the fun of being extending the services. Because things have got to change, haven't they? You can't have the same dynamic. But now we're in Blackpool, we're setting the example that we're willing to travel across, and we can pick people up along the way. People can say, actually, if James and Sam are willing to do it, then we'll do it as well.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I've been looking on, obviously not going travelling as much as you have, but it seems to me that if we're going to achieve something for God, that it needs a passion, it needs a commitment, and it needs some darn hard work.
Yeah,
because I think God builds church, and that's, I wanted to kind of say that here, but that it is all God, and we look at the people that have come and you go, wow, that was a God thing. But behind, you know, it's not, it is a human divine,
it's a partnership of
partnership, that's what I was looking for, partnership. And I think it's both. Hey, so that's been going great, and we've got so if you live in Blackpool or you know anybody in Blackpool, they meet where? At what times?
We meet at the De Vere Hotel,
yep.
Which is just right near Stanley Park.
It's right next to the zoo.
Yeah, it is. we meet at 10:30. If you come at 10, there's a Starbucks on site as well, so people usually grab a coffee, come into the service. It's so similar to our central service, but it's got the Blackpool experience.
Got some kids' work?
Yeah, full kids' work running. We're hoping to start youth work fairly soon as well, as part of the main service.
And you have Connects up there now as well?
We do, yeah.
Four already, four Blackpool Connects. I'm very excited about that.
So we're...
And they meet when?
They meet on Tuesday nights at the moment, every fortnight. You just need to get in touch with us, and we'll try and find you the best Connect group. And we're going to be starting a new group soon as well.
So james.baker@valleychurch.eu.
Perfect.
james.baker@valleychurch.eu. I'm very excited about Blackpool. Hopefully the first of many. We really believe God's called us to go and put extension services and campuses all over the place. So watch this space. Anyway, Saturday the 18th, Sunday the 19th, we have a pastor coming from Sydney. So how are you feeling about Pastor Lee Burns coming, James?
I just think it's awesome. I mean, what an incredible privilege to have somebody who's not just one of the lecturers from the Hillsong Bible College, but the guy who runs the Bible College. I mean, it just doesn't happen very often, things like this, and I'm just so excited. I can't wait to hear just whatever it is he's going to bring. I just know it's going to make a huge difference.
I mean, when Dave and I talked about it quite a few months ago now, we're like, we'll try. There's no chance he'd come. I mean, why would he ever come? But God's doing something great. I mean, that's what excites me.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm very excited to see Pastor Lee Burns. In case Pastor Lee, you're listening to this, we're very excited for coming. But actually, I'm more excited about God's blessing on this place, and that kind of, you know, God wants to give people like that to us. And he's going to talk about leadership. It's his pet subject. Now, before you're thinking, hold on a minute, I'm not a leader, stop. Okay, stop. The first thing you're going to talk about is how you lead yourself. And I don't know about you, I want to lead myself better. I mean, anybody who knows me knows I'm overweight and I'm trying to fix that. But, you know, all of us have areas in our lives that we just need some better leadership. You know, how do I fix that thing in my life which I know I should fix? And he's going to come and give us some principles, biblical principles, and hopefully some spiritual oomph to go and be able to really work on some areas in our lives. So that's the first session, which I'm very excited about. And you might say, that's just one session. Yeah, to be honest, it'd be worth coming just for that, even if you go home. He's then going to talk about how do you lead other people. And you might say, I don't do that. Yes, you do. All of us do. We lead our friends, either well or badly. Mm-hmm. We lead our families, well or badly. Mum, dads, you know, if you're a young person, you hopefully you'll become mum, dad. You know, we all lead and influence people. Often people at work are leading in small ways. Teachers lead the classroom. You might be part of a team somewhere and you're leading that team or being part of that team. And then he's going to talk about how we sort of lead an organization. And again, you might say, well, I'm not doing that. The thing is, all of us are organically part of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a part to play. And actually, all of us should be leading each other into what Christ has for us. And actually, if you're saying, well, I'm not sure I have the gifts, well, God has given you the gifts that you need to do the leadership that you need, and this will help you really maximize those gifts that God has already given you and or may give you in the future, because God often gives us new gifts. Anyway, so I'm very excited. You need to get that booked in your diary if it's not already. You can book online via the website.
Yep.
It's nice and easy. If for some reason the cost is an issue, please do get in touch. If you're a volunteer, ask your ministry leaders, there's a volunteer code for you to get a discount, because you'll serve for part of the day. But we just want people to come.
Yeah.
And we don't want the price to be an issue. So if you're thinking, I'd love to come, the price is an issue, drop us an email, general@valleychurch.eu. So that's general@valleychurch.eu, and we'll be back in touch and we will try something out for you. The only thing I could say, if it gets sold out, you can email us and we can't help. So
it is going to be busy.
I talked to the guys looking after the bookings for us yesterday, and he said, yeah, it's filling up Ed. And this, so I don't know when you listen to this, obviously it could have been on the website a day or two. So get yourself booked in quick.
Yeah. Don't wait till the day before.
Don't wait till the day before. Try not to turn up on the day. I'm sure we can squeeze you in a hole somewhere, but you might not get the best experience.
Behind a pillar.
Behind a pillar or in a different room. Anyway, so that's... and then you're very welcome to come on Sunday the 19th. Obviously, there's no cost for Pastor Lee on the Sunday.
So he's going to be speaking on Sunday morning at Central?
Sunday morning, Sunday night at Central, all day. And I get to hang out with him all weekend, so it's going to be a fun weekend. Anyway, I pray you have a great week this week, and we'll catch up with you soon.